Our guest in the cafe this morning is the director of CASA in Hunt County, the court-appointed special advocates, Lori Cope.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Well, I see Christmas coming up on the horizon.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and we're all kind of starting to get into that mode. Full disclosure before we continue this conversation, my wife, the long-suffering Tricia, is an employee of CASA and works very closely with Lori. But now, so with Christmas coming up, you all have there's a number of things you all have going on. And let me ask you first about this thing, which I think is new, called the Festival of Trees in downtown Greenville.
I think it's been going on for a few years, but this is the first year that CASA has been invited to be part of that. There's 11 nonprofit groups in Hunt County that's part of this event. And each one of them has decorated a Christmas tree, and it's on display at Greenville Floral in downtown Greenville. But on November 30th is when there is the auction of those trees, and just a lot of fun events going on that day.
And so you're raising money by auctioning the trees. Are they voted? Are people voting for their favorite? Is that part of it as well?
Yeah. So throughout the month of November, they can go by Greenville Floral and vote. You know, each $1 counts as a vote, and we hope to win. We always want to win.
And somebody's going to walk away with those lovely trees.
Exactly.
Where's Greenville Floral?
It is on the corner of Lee and Washington. No. It's in downtown Greenville.
Is it Johnson?
Yes, it is.
Right across, it's on the courthouse square, but
catty corner, as we would call it, in East Texas.
Opposite the courthouse square.
That's right.
So that would be the northeast corner.
Yes, it would be.
Okay.
Wow, that's great.
we'll figure it out. So the Festival of Trees going on, and then this benefits CASA as well as several other organizations. Now, the Altrusa Club in Greenville for many, many years, I know this has been going on for a long time, they have a tour of homes at Christmas time.
Yes, and so this year there's 5 homes plus a reception going to be going on December 3rd. That's a Sunday afternoon, and so your ticket buys you to be able to go into those homes that are seasonally spectacular, and decoration and everything. So it's a fun event just to go out and go visit these homes. And then you can start out at the reception, which is at Westview United Methodist Church in Greenville. And tickets are $15 or $18 the day of event.
It is Westview?
Westview, yes.
Not Wesley, but Westview.
Yes.
United.
On Sale Street.
Okay, got it. Well, that is Westview. So, the Altrusa Club tour has been, I know, has gone back for decades, and so if anything will put you in the Christmas spirit, I think that will do it.
Oh yes,
going
I
to some of these
so.
These beautifully decorated homes for Christmas. We're talking with Lori Cope, and Lori's the director of the court-appointed special advocates CASA in Hunt County. Now, November is National Adoption Month, and November 17th was National Adoption Day. Tell me what happened on November 17th.
There are 19 children out of Hunt County that are being adopted. And so every year we in Hunt County have National Adoption Day, and CASA as well as Child Protective Services get together, organize this event. And then the judge, Batman this year, because the theme is calling all superheroes. And so the adoptions will be conducted by Batman, but it's all legally binding. And so we have 19 Hunt County children being adopted on National Adoption Day in Hunt County.
And a superhero theme
that
goes with that.
Yes. So all the children being adopted will have their superhero capes that we'll provide them. And it's just a really fun event.
Most of them are being adopted by their foster parents?
Yes.
And so I guess this is a superhero kind of thing, that most of these are young kids.
Most of them are. Yes, they are.
Yeah. That's a great thing, but I guess there's also the opportunity for older kids to be adopted. But
right. Just recently, we had a child adopted one day before his 18th birthday because the family knew once he turned 18, he would be surrendered to the world and out of this foster care system, and they wanted to be sure and adopt him before he turned 18, and they did it one day before.
What a great story.
Exactly.
Really? How long had he been with them?
He had only been in that home for a short time, but he had been in foster care for 6 years.
My goodness.
With the same CASA volunteer, always advocating for him.
That is a terrific story.
Wonderful story. I'll tell you about it sometime in detail.
Well, good. Good. Let's do that next time. So a lot of events coming up with CASA for Christmas.
Yes, very much so. Check our website. We have a lot of details on there about all these events.
Okay, great. Lori Cope, thanks for having a cup of coffee
with us.
Thank
you, John Mark.
And Lori's director of CASA, the court-appointed special advocates in Hunt County. You're You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.